The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
I didn't know at the time I was starting a new Burt Show series called Bad Ideas. Bad idea number one, send Jackson to try to sneak into some events, right? How hard can that be? And then he gets into events and I spend the better part of 3 days in meetings with suits and people that I've never even met before and organizations in Atlanta that don't even exist, like the Thrashers. Calling me and saying, don't you make sure he doesn't sneak in our team stuff. So that was the first one. Second one was a couple of days ago. Kristen gets credit for this one. She's attempting to get Abby kidnapped and off of the Burt Show.
Well, hey, they promised no murder. Uh-huh. So at least we know that's not going to happen. No, there is a Burt Show listener, a P1, who is getting married, and there's going to be a guest at her wedding that could potentially be the perfect match for Abby. So yeah, my idea was, hey, let's put your butt on a plane to Indianapolis and then get you in a car and drive you 45 minutes outside Indianapolis so you can go to a wedding with a bunch of strangers and meet a man.
Don't listen to her. These contracts are really hard to get out of, and they're trying to get me out of mine.
All right, so that was bad idea number two. And then the youth group comes in here and says, oh, it's not just the elders on the show that can come in with bad ideas. Let's make it worse. And that's where we are today.
Oh, yeah. The bad ideas are the new pandemic, and they are absolutely infectious around here. And I thought, you know, the youth group is on a bit of a high right now after the live show. We got our licks in on the main cast here with our roast.
You guys all crushed it.
We had a great time doing that, so I figured things are going so well. Why not cause a huge rift and divide between every single one of us in here? And so I decided to come here and say that we should all make, I don't know why I keep wanting to say a riff off. It's a diss track. This isn't Pitch Perfect. I decided that we would all team up and make a diss track against one another. And so the teams as they stand are myself and Mikey, Katie and Amber, and Rebecca and Abby. And so we've all, I feel like, have been brainstorming a little bit, but we're spending today, tomorrow, the weekend to get our diss tracks put together, produced, and we'll see who comes out on top.
Reverb is your best friend.
All right. So this show also has a rich history of roasts on the show that have gone horribly wrong. If you're a long-term Burt Show listener, you know the roast that the members of the Burt Show had, where our significant others roasted us, and we didn't get to see the roast until it was on the air. That was so bad for me that it was one of the contributing factors to my divorce.
Are you ready for this? It wasn't supposed to be a roast.
Right.
It was stand-up. Our significant others were supposed to write stand-up for us.
Right.
We were supposed to tell jokes. However, your significant other decided to make you roast yourself.
And she had a friend write it for her.
Yeah, and that's where, because like, ours was like, there were some digs. Yours was just next.
It takes a lot to jolt me so much that I can't do the next segment on the Burt Show. And that one was so bad, I had to remove myself from the show and breathe it out for a while.
For like an entire break.
That's how bad it was.
Oh, I want to hear it.
When there are people that say, hey, can you play it during best of? I'm like, seriously, it's so painful that I can't. There's no way.
We burned it.
Yeah, it needs to be burned, right? So then when these guys come in here and they're like, hey, this will be fun. We'll just do diss tracks. No one will take it personally. I just want to make sure that that is accurate and that we are all agreeing to that before you guys do the diss track, because one person's funny joke might hit really hard to somebody else, and then before you know it, you have this chain reaction of bad chemistry that goes on between the youth group, which would affect your podcast also and affect this studio as well and all of us hanging out after here. So we all agree that there is some risk involved here.
There's a little bit of risk. I mean, we can't lose all that money we're making off the Personality Hires podcast. So, I mean, we have a lot to lose here.
Have you guys got a check for that yet?
No.
Not one penny.
I don't even think y'all want to sign us.
Not true.
I think right now it's under my name.
All right. So I have written a tongue-in-cheek verbal contract that you guys have to say out loud. That way, if things go sideways and feelings get hurt, we can go back to the verbal contract and say, you guys promised. Okay? So repeat after me.
Raise your right hand. All right.
Why is it the right hand?
Because you put left hand on something and then you raise your right hand.
When you went with some Bibles.
Well, I don't want to say, yes, it's a Bible, but also whatever your religious book of choice is.
Something.
I'm going to pull up TikTok and then put my hand over TikTok because that's my new religion.
You know, put your right hand up and put your left hand on your heart.
Do you want to know what our AI overlords say about the right hand?
Yes, Cassie. I would never rob you of showing that you're a little more intelligent.
Oh, I'm not intelligent. This is straight from Google, but I want to know. So it dates back to Roman times and the 17th century English courts. It symbolized truth and honesty because individuals convicted of crimes like perjury, lying, were often branded on their right hand. So raising the right hand in court served to demonstrate the absence of such a brand, showing that you are credible.
I appreciate your curiosity.
We all learned something.
And now we know. All right. Right, right hands up, everybody.
Right hands up.
Right hands up. I state your name.
Kim.
I was trying to look around to see who the first idiot would be that would say, state your name.
That was me.
It's too easy.
I said it in my head.
Okay, continuing to repeat. Promise that whatever is said during the youth group diss tracks.
Promise that whatever is said during the youth group diss tracks
will not be taken seriously.
Will not be taken seriously.
That much.
I will not cry publicly.
I will not cry publicly.
I will not go into a deep depression.
Whoa, we got someone over here who's editing on the fly.
What was it?
I just didn't say publicly because I can't make an oath over my emotions. That's like telling me not to feel.
Yeah, and making them cry, that's like a badge of honor. I rapped against somebody one time on this show and made them cry. I still talk about that.
Well, okay. Let's tweak this here a little bit. Let's tweak it. If you make somebody cry on this bad idea, you win.
Okay. Should be too hard.
All right, I mean, if we're going to raise the stakes, let's raise the stakes.
Okay, no, we are very skewing off point here.
All right, so repeat after me. If my team makes somebody else cry on the show.
If my team makes somebody else cry on the show.
My team wins.
My team wins.
Okay. I will not go into a deep depression.
I will not go into a deep depression.
I will not lash out loudly or in passive-aggressive ways.
I will not lash out loudly or in passive-aggressive ways.
Is this hurting your guys' ears as much as it is mine? I will not hire bots to insult my fellow youth group members online.
I
didn't even know that was an option.
I have agreed to participate in a bit. That is purely for entertainment purposes. Even though it might and probably will severely hurt my self-esteem.
Even though it might and probably will severely impact my self-esteem.
Something like that. That is all. Okay, so those are the rules of engagement. So are we doing this in two parts, like two of you on Monday, then some on Tuesday? What's the format here?
I just said everyone needs to have theirs ready by Monday, and then we can figure out order and stuff like that afterwards.
All right. Is this just for fun? Is there a winner? Is there a prize? Do listeners get to vote on the best diss track? Is this just for funsies?
This is funsies. Here's Kristen making it more complicated.
I am just trying to get listener engagement. You're welcome.
Okay. I think since we're all fighting for Daddy Burt's love, it should be up to Daddy Burt to tell us who his favorite child is.
That puts a lot of pressure on me now, doesn't it? And frankly, I don't need that.
Because if you don't need a, if we don't need a prize, I do have a punishment for if we did leave it up to the listeners and they vote, they vote who their favorite is, whoever gets the least amount of votes, I do have a punishment in my back pocket that I've been waiting to pull out for the show.
Here we are, along with bad ideas, are coming to the table and we brainstorm them on the air without doing this post-show, running it up some kind of flag, analysis to paralysis. So what do you got?
So I saw this online and it made me laugh so hard. And it's those inflatable suits. So we would get two inflatable suits for the losing team to wear. And then you take fart spray and you spray it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Friends.
So it's going to circulate that air in the inflatable suit. So you have this little vent that you squirt the fart spray into, and then you have to fight for your life to get out of the fart spray.
All right, that's brutal.
How long will we have to stay in the smelly thing?
You got
to
get out. As fast as you can get out
until you vomit.
Are you guys agreeing to that?
I agree.
I guess so. Can I add one addendum to the contract?
Here we go.
We haven't gotten past that one yet. Are y'all into the fart payoff?
I'm down.
I'm not into it, but I'll do it.
We're here.
Right, we're here.
Okay, my one addendum to the contract.
Okay.
If you surprise me with a cancer joke, I reserve the right to surprise you by buying Red Dye 40 in bulk and pouring it in your coffee every morning as a secret.
You've already established that there are some things that are off the table. The cancer jokes, because you went through tongue cancer, off the table.
Okay, verbal signature, Rebecca Lancaster.
Off the table. Okay, so this is it. I am taking myself out of the judging category because, again, I'm trying to protect team chemistry, and I don't want any of you guys turning on me or listeners turning on me going, obviously you like Jackson better than Katie, so you voted for him. No. So who's going to judge?
So I think it's the listeners that judge. And so I say your diss tracks will be done come Monday. So from a scheduling standpoint, do you want to do all three on Monday at a different hour? And then listeners have, after the last one is played, then they have 24 hours to vote. And then the next day we deem a winner and a farty loser.
I'll tell you why I really like that idea. Because it kills three segments on Monday.
That's why I pitched
it. Okay, that's what we're going with. All right. We are all in agreement. This is all in good fun.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Agreed.
Yeah. You're on The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.